Today is the 2nd of March 2011. This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me John Thayers. And I'm pleased to say we're in Stroud today, where Alistair Hignor's kindly invited us to his house for an interview. So, hello, Alistair.
Greetings, Malcolm.
Well, if we could make a start with your rugby career, Alistair. Mm-hmm. Where did you start playing rugby?
Well, my first ever game of what would be called senior rugby would be against a Gloucester side. I was an 18-year-old schoolboy. Came down to Bristol to teach in the gap year between school and university. I was recommended. I was told to join the local club. And the great thing was, in the 70s, this was extraordinary thing. I was at an England school rugby game the week before, and this guy said, "Are you going down to Bristol?" I said, "Yeah, I'm down there. I'm doing a bit of gap year teaching." He said, "You ought to join the local club." I said, "Oh, you know, Bristol." He said, "No, Clifton." And I said, "Why Clifton?" He said, "Yeah, they play wonderful rugger there. You have a jolly good time." And I thought, "Oh, that's all right." And then another guy down the table said, "No, actually, you want to join Bristol because they play proper rugby." So I was in this thing. I didn't know I came down to the area's first time in Gloucestershire, although my grandmother lived there. And I phoned up the two local clubs and just decide which one would join. And I was 18, I wanted to play Colts rugby. And I phoned Clifton, and I got this wonderful chap said, whose name was Dickie. He said, "Oh, jolly good, nice chap, lovely, marvellous, oh, super, we'd love to have you along. Can't help you just now, because I'm off on a skiing holiday." And this was in the middle of the rugby season, that was a bit odd. And then I phoned Bristol up, and I got this lovely bloke called Arthur Cornish, who was the secretary, and he just said, "When can you start? When can you can come down to training? I'll pick you up." And for a young schoolboy who relied on the bus, this was terrific, get a lift to training. And he took me to training, and I said, "Look, I just want to play Colts rugby." And he said, "Okay, yeah, fine. I got to training, and he said, "I've got one thing to tell you." He said that because of the electricity strike, this was the miners' strike in the 73, and he said, "We haven't got any Colts rugby because the Colts programme is always midweek, so we've had to cancel it, but we've got a shortage. We want you to play for the United this Saturday." I said, "United, what's that?" I mean, how naive were you? But I was a schoolboy. I said, "What's the United?" So I said, "Yeah, okay, I'll play." And he said, "Yeah, you're playing scrum half for the United this Saturday." And they took us off to training, and the big boys in the first team, this is Dave Rollett and Dave Watt and Alan Morley and John Pulley, and they were all there. And because we had to train indoors, it was very, very intense. So they saw this young 18-year-old whippersnapper, wet behind the ears, and they just piled into me in training, bashed me around this gym, into the walls, canning it off and so on. And I was thinking, bloody hell, this is hard work. I just want to play Colts rugby. And they said, OK, now what we're going to do is split up the teams, United team to the away dressing room, first team to the first team dressing room. We're going to have a little team talk. So we all trooped off to the dressing rooms, and I sat down in this room full of these great big bearded muscular, it was the old days of the long hair as well, so it was really wild Sebastian Chabal looking types of men. And they sat me down in this away dressing room, and the coach came in and right said, "Lads, it's the big one this weekend, it's Gloucester United." And everybody took on a slightly sterner expression and bristled. And then somebody said, "Excuse me, coach, who's the scrum half?" And the coach said, "Well, here he is, it's Alistair." And this great big bloke with a bushy beard, he looked across at me and he saw how small and slim and naive I was, and he said, "Poor sod." So that was it. And then, of course, in the first minute or first few minutes of the game, it was Bristol United against Gloucester United at the Memorial Stadium. It was February. It was ankle deep in mud, and whatever has happened in recent years, I mean, in those days, the pitches were absolute mud baths. Yeah, ankle deep in mud, the Memorial Stadium, hardly a blade of grass, just mud, thick mud. And I was playing at scrum half, and in the first few minutes, there was a line out, and our hooker went round to challenge the Gloucester scrum half, and he ran into the upstretched right short arm jab of a bloke called Phil Blakeway, who was a heavyweight boxer, and you knew how to deliver these things. And he split this guy's cheekbone, and blood was pouring out, and he was obviously, and he had to be taken off. So in those days, again, no substitute, so we were now playing with 14 men, and I was scrum half in this pack, which was I'd put the ball in and Gloucester would get the shove on, and they'd push us backwards, and the ball had sort of come out on our side. So I'd try and dive pass it away, and then I'd get R7 forwards coming backwards, trampling all over me. And then because it was Gloucester, I heard afterwards, it was all eight of them would stay bound just so they could trample on me as well. So it was a real baptism of fire, and I can't remember whether we won by a point or lost by a point, but it was, I just got pummeled and beaten and kicked and hair pulled, and I remember coming off the field and thinking, bloody hell, I think I'll go back to Colts rugby. I said, if this is what men's rugby is all about, I don't think I want, I'm not real quite ready for it. But I came off, and people on the Bristol side said, oh, well done, you know, well played. And they picked me for the next week. So, from there on, I've carried on playing men's rugby, and it did get better. But that was my first ever experience of men's rugby, and certainly of West Country rugby. And it was at the hands of Gloucester United, or the boots of Gloucester United, we should say.
How long did you play in the United side for you?
Well, I was lucky enough in that year. It was, again, because of the miners' strike, really. All the Wednesday games were not allowed to be played under floodlights, so they had to be played in the afternoon. And again, in those far-off days, clubs played 50-odd fixtures a season. And every Wednesday, I think, certainly after Christmas, Bristol had a fixture, first-team fixture, and we had all sorts of teams lined up to play against. But some of our players had to work for a living, believe it or not, and some of them couldn't get time off on a Wednesday afternoon from their jobs to play for the first team. And one of those was a guy called Alan Pern, who was the scrum half for Bristol at the time. And he and Richard Harding used to be the ones, but Richard was away at university. They were the main scrum halves for Bristol. Alan Pern couldn't get away, so within about a month of joining Bristol, they said, can you play in the first team? Because we got an away fixture, Wednesday afternoon, Pontypool away, which again was another baptism of fire with Bobby Windsor and Graham Price and Charlie Faulkner and Terry Cobner, and just coming around and dealing all sorts of mayhem on long-haired teenagers such as I was and such as our outside half David Sorrell was. We were the babes, and we got absolutely pummeled in that game. So I got into the first team by the end of that season. And would you believe it, the end of that season, Bristol were the best team in the country. I've got to stress that now, and I'm sure you'll cut it out of a Gloucester edit, but Bristol were the best team in the country. We won what was called the Sunday Telegraph Merit Table, or something like that. And in those days, that was the only way of measuring which was the best club in the country. And it was done on a sort of percentage basis on who played who and how you played against each other. And somebody came up just near the end of March. They said, Bristol have played so many games and they've won so many that actually they only need to win three more, and we have won the Sunday Telegraph Merit thing. And we had to beat Leicester, Northampton and Coventry, I think, to win.
You played on Easter Monday, I think, against Northampton, and I think it was Bristol and Northampton who were the contenders for the title, and you scored a try and conversion and two penalties, and they won 16-4. Do you remember that game?
I do remember one particular incident of the game. I mean, this is hard to believe now, but I was actually quite quick when I was young, and I was a scrum half when I was very nippy, and I wasn't carrying much weight. And I remember we had one set move which involved me doing a loop round the tap penalty, and then a loop, and then a sort of dummy scissors or something. And I remember taking the move, and it was one of those things that it works in training, and it worked really well on the field. And I remember scorching past Bob Taylor, who was an England international flank forward at the time, so leaving him in the slipstream and completely done a touchdown under thing, and was really very pleased with that one. But that was the game. Yeah, I suppose that was the game that we realised that we actually were going to be the champions.
Yeah.